So in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Seisa, we have many mitzvahs, and we could choose from a huge variety, but I also always prefer to speak about mitzvahs in which most people are familiar, and mitzvahs which have a general significance, and not only in one specific sugya. Ki yikach ish isho. This is the source of erusin, of kiddushin. Is Kedusha Yisha defined as a mitzvah, or is it a din? Obviously, a big machlokes between the Rishayim. And while the Rambam clearly feels that it is a mitzvah sasei, and therefore we do find the mitzvah of Kedusha Nasei for a mitzvah, and mitzvah sasei, Reish Yud Gimel. The Rambam once again makes his opinion clear at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. Kaidem Matan Torah. Hayu Adam Pogei Ishu B'Shuk. Imrotzahu V'hil Isu Oysa Machnisa L'Beisai. V'tiel Oyle Isho. Kivan Shenit Natoiro. Nitztavi Yisroel. Shem Yirtzahu Ish Lise Isho. Yekna Isa Tchila B'fnei Edem. V'achakach. Tieloi li isho, shenema, ki yikach ish isho vabo oleho. And then the Rambam in Halacha Beis goes on to clarify, likuchin elu mitzvah sasei shel toiro heim. Likuchin elu, ki yikach ish isho, that is the mitzvah sasei. And the Rambam once again makes this clear in the Protea mitzvah. As I explained many times, and as you probably all know, the Rambam enumerates the Taryag Mitzvahs three different times in his Svarim. Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmoi. Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is an integral part of Mishneh Torah. It is actually an introduction to Mishneh Torah. And then Protei HaMitzvahs. In the Yudalet Svarim of Mishneh Torah, and each and every one of those Yudalet Svarim is divided into subtitles. And before each and every of the Kovtzei Halacha in the Rambam explains which are the mitzvahs which are elaborated and defined and explained in this Sefer. So at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes, Yesh Bechlolan Arba Mitzvahs, Shtei Mitzvot Asei, V'shtei mitzvot lo ta'ase. Number one, liso isho b'ksube v'kiddushin. So the Rambam once again makes it clear. Kiddushin is a mitzvah to say. And in the footsteps of the Rambam, follow the smag, mitzvah to say memches, sefer achinuch, tov kuf, nun beis. The Rosh. Taisis Rosh k'subes dev zayin. And in Piskei Rosh, perakam de k'subes min yud beis. The Rosh says, Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Kiddushin is a matir, not a mitzvah's assay. And the Rambam in the Rosh, Golish Itosom, because the Rambam makes it clear in Perek Gimel Halacha Chof Gimel Hilchos Ishus that Birchus Erusin is Birchus HaMitzvah. If Kiddushin or Erusin is a mitzvah sasei, goes without saying that Berchus Erusin should be defined as Berchus HaMitzvah. Just as we say a brocha before the performance of most other mitzvahs, whether it's a chiles matzah or a morer or whatever it is, hu adin b'kiddushin. The Rosh argues Berchus Erusin cannot be defined as Berchus HaMitzvah because Erusin is not a mitzvah. You can't say Berchus HaMitzvah by performing a deed which is not a mitzvah. And therefore the Rosh maintains that Berchus Erusin is Berchus HaShevach and not Berchus HaMitzvah. Kuf Mem Vav, Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam counts Mitzvah Shechita as one of the Targum Mitzvahs. And the Ravid, is the one that offers his comments on Minyan HaMitzvahs, because the Ravid Balasugas comments on the entire Mishneh Torah. And as I explained, Minyan HaMitzvahs is an integral part of the Mishneh Torah. while the Ramban is the Baal HaSoge in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So a mitzvah to say Kuf Mem Vav, the Rambam counts mitzvah Shechita as one of the Tariq mitzvahs, and the Rambam disputes, the Rava disputes the Rambam's approach, and the Rava argues, Shechita is a matya, it should not be defined as a mitzvah to say, and therefore it does not belong in the minion of Tariyag. So obviously the Rava and the Ramban have argumentation. When a mitzvah is merely coming to permit a Maisa Shereshis, it is a matio. Would that be counted in the minion of Taryag? So the Rambam counts mitzvahs asei kuf mem vav shchita. Mitzvahs asei kuf mem tes, kuf nun beis bedikas asemonim of chaye, behema, and dogim. And once again, the Ravid argues these should not be found in the minion of Taryag, because Vedikas HaSemonim only comes to differentiate between Mina Matoidim and Mina Matameim. It only comes to permit the consumption of various types of animals and fish. The same regarding Shechita. Shechita is a Matyo, but it should not be counted as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. So why doesn't the Ravid comment on mitzvah tzitzis, which the Rambam counts in mitzvahs that say Yudalid? Would tzitzis be different than shechita? You cannot eat meat unless you perform shechita. You cannot wear dalet kanfes unless you put on tzitzis. So why does the Ravid argue against the Rambam regarding shechita, and he doesn't dispute the fact that the Rambam counts tzitzis? There is a basic difference between tzitzis and shechita. Tzitzis is similar to shechita in a way, but in a very limited way. If you don't put on dalet kanfes, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. If you have no intention to eat meat, you're not chayiv in shechita. But in a certain matzav, tzitzis is a chiyuv. If you don a beged of dalet kanfes, from this point on, tzitzis is no longer voluntary. If you are wearing dalet kanfes, you are obliged to put tzitzis on that dalet kanfes. So when you shecht an animal, it is never a chiyuv. It is always a mitzvah kiyumis. Masha enkin regarding tzitzis. As long as you don't wear that beged, there is no chiyuv of tzitzis. But the moment you wear that dalet kanfes, you are right now chayiv b'tzitzis. So when a person has an intention to eat meat, he's not chayv b'shechita. He always has the option not to eat meat. And if he is already eating, it's a bit too late to perform the mitzvah of shechita. And therefore, shechita is never a chiyuv. And that is why shechita would be defined as a matyo, masha enkein tzitzis. But I think there's an additional and essential difference between tzitzis and shechita. Shechita is a matya because shechita comes to permit or take away a clearly defined issu. Shechita is matya, is an avela, and is a reve menachai. Which is it exactly? Is tzitzis matya? There is no issu wearing a beged without tzitzis. The only issu is Bitul mitzvahs tzitzis, and therefore tzitzis is defined as a mitzvah asay. It would be a mistake to define tzitzis as a matya, because there is actually no isar on wearing dalet kanfes without tzitzis, besides bitul mitzvahs asay shel tzitzis. Which mitzvahs are similar to tzitzis? I think sukkah. As long as you don't eat, you're not chayiv in sukkah. But we cannot define mitzvah sukkah as a matya, because if you do eat chutz l'sukkah, you're not over on a lav. The only issue you're over is bitul mitzvahs sukkah. And sukkah is also similar to tzitzis with the other observation. As long as you don't eat, you're not chayiv in sukkah. But if you are already sitting in the mitzvah and eating, or sitting out of the sukkah and eating, yes. Right now, you're chayev in sukkah because you're eating, and eating is diras kva. So sukkah is a mitzvah, so say the same regarding tzitzis. However, shchita is matio. It is matir is an avela and is a aver min achai. How about the froshes trumas and maises? Kuf chavav, kuf chavtes. The Rambam counts the froshes trumas and maises b'minyan atariag. And once again, the Ravid has no comment. Afroshes tumas amaisis, would it be similar to tzitzis or similar to shchita? I think entirely similar to shchita. Because afroshes tumas amaisis, it is never a chiyuv. You have intention to eat peiris. However, you always have the option to reconsider and not to eat. And if you're eating, it's a bit too late to be mafresh tumas amaisis. Hafroshes tumas amaisis is also matir, a specific isor. It's a maser, the isor of tevel. Because if you eat peiros etzisor without hafroshes tumas amaisis, the avera you have is not only bitul mitzvah saseh, like tzitzis, it is an isor of tevel. And therefore, hafroshes tumas amaisis should be the same as shchita. So why does the Ravid comment regarding shchita that it doesn't belong in the minyan taryag, and he has nothing to say when the Rambam counts afroshes trumas amaisis? So which mitzvahs did we discuss? Shchita on one hand, tzitzis, sukkah, afroshes trumas amaisis. And we said tzitzis and sukkah should be the same. You're not chayiv in sukkah as long as you don't eat sudas kva. You're not chayiv in tzitzis as long as you don't wear dalet kanfis. On the other hand, if rosh hashanah samaisis and shchita, in a way they're the same. You're not chayiv in a rosh hashanah samaisis unless you want to eat peiros etzisor. Oh, you're not chayiv in shchita unless you want to eat meat. However, rosh hashanah samaisis and shchita are similar because they are matirim. Rosh Hashanah Samaisis Matira Isur Tevel, Shchita Matira Isur Nevele V'Eve Menachai. Sukkah and Tzitzis should not be defined as a Matio, because if you eat Chutz L'Sukkah, the only Isur you have is Bittul Mitzvah Sukkah. You wear Dalet Kanfis without Tzitzis, the only Isur you have is Bittul Mitzvah Tzitzis. So it goes without saying that Sukkah and Tzitzis should be in the minyan atariag, they are clearly mitzvah sasei. However, the Rav disputes the Rambam's counting shchita. Why doesn't he have anything to say counting afroshes tumas amaisis? Which brings us back to the basic mitzvah we are discussing in today's shiur. How about erusin? How do we define erusin? So the Rambam writes, erusin is a mitzvah sasei. But what is the issa of a man and a woman being together without erusin? Is it a lav? No. Not according to most of the Rishonim. The Rambam does maintain loisiyah kedeshu. But even according to the Rambam, many argue it is only b'derech znus, not b'derech ishus. So what is the issa of a man and a woman being together without kedushin? Bitul mitzvahs asay. So Kiddushin, is it similar to Tzitzis or similar to Shchit? L'chayra, similar to Tzitzis, because there is no lav. According to the Rambam, maybe there is a lav, but once again, the Ravid doesn't comment. How about Gerushin? Some of you might be surprised, but the Rambam counts Gerushin as one of the Taryag mitzvahs, and that is mitzvahs that say Reish Chav Beis. So, we know about various different tzaddikim that were never Mekayim the mitzvah because of L'Sefer Krisis V'Shulchom HaBeisoy. So obviously, it is not one of those mitzvahs upon which Shlomo HaMelech says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. It is not similar to what the Gemara says in Sota Daf Yudalad, V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu Nes'ava L'Kunis Le'etz Esol, V'chi Lechal Meperoseu Ho'yoroitza Lo'y Nes'ava Moshe L'Lakai Mitzvahs at Luis Boris. So obviously, Gerishin is one of the Taryag, that Rambam counts it, but it is not one of those mitzvahs that a person has to pursue and has to strive to achieve and accomplish. So, but the Rambam does count Gerishin. And once again, the Ravid has no comment. How do we define Gerushin? Is it a mitzvah or a matio? L'chayre is similar to Shchita and to Frustum Samaisis, because a woman that marries out without Gerushin is an Eshesish. It is not only Bitul Mitzvah Sasei the Gerushin, she is an Eshesish, and that is one of the harshest Isurim Shebetoyra. So Gerushin should be defined as a matio. So why doesn't the Ravid have any comment regarding Gerushin? And therefore I think that there is a third category. On one hand we have Kiddushin, Tzitzis, Sukkah. Person is not mechuyev in any of these three mitzvahs unless he engages in activity that into itself is a reshus. Person isn't chayev in mitzvahs kedushin unless he desires to live with a woman. He's not chayev in tzitzis unless he desires to wear dalet kanfes. He's not chayev in sukkah unless he will eat a sudas kvah throughout the 7 days of sukkahs. On the other hand, we have shchita nefroshim samaisis. It is also, these are also mitzvot kiyumiyot. It's not a chiyuv unless he desires to engage in an activity that into itself is a reshus, consumption of peres esesol or consumption of meat. However, these two mitzvahs are different than the previous three because these two mitzvahs come to be matir isurei Torah, isur lav shel tevel, isur lav shel eva menachai and havayla. So Kiddushin would be similar to Sukkah and Tzitzis. Gerushin would be similar to Shchita and Afroshtum Samaisis. Because if a woman marries, or has a relationship out of wedlock, it is not only Bitul Mitzvahs Gerushin, it is Eishes Ish. So why doesn't the Rabbid have any comment? Why would the Rabbid argue Shchita should not be one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, and he doesn't say the same regarding Gerushin? One of the Taryag mitzvahs, which might be a surprise to many, is mitzvahs hamekach v'hamemkar. In the Rambam, it's mitzvahs asei reish mem hei. Toiras hakenyonim. How do we define this mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah like Kedushin, like Gerushin, like Shchita, like Tzitzis? Unlike any of them. Does a person have a mitzvah to do kinyonim? Does he have a mitzvah to engage in business? Is there any constellation in which he is mevatel mitzvahs asei of kinyonim? If he takes something from another person's possession without making a kinyon, that's geneva, that's gezela, that's not a bitul mitzvahs asei. So why is Reish Mem Hei and Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam defined as a mitzvah? The answer is a very simple one. It is a din, and the Rambam counts dinim in Minyan HaMitzvahs. It is a sugya, it is a din. Acquisition is a legal concept. And kinyonim entail bailus. And therefore, Torah HaKinyonim is a din, and the Rambam counts dinim in minyan amitzvahs. And I think the same rule would apply to Kiddushin and Gerushin. Besides the question, are they mitzvahs? Kiddushin is a kinyan, like any other kinyan. Ki yikach ish isho, and the very first Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin is hu isho niknes. Well, it is clear that the woman is not the possession of the man in the classical Teiras HaKenyonim. She doesn't belong to him. What is the manifestation or the expression of Kinyan? If you own anything, you could transfer ownership. That is one of the basics of Kinyanim. If you own anything, you're entitled to transfer your ownership to others. Person cannot sell his wife, he can't give her away. It is not a kinyan in the classical sense of kinyonim, but it is a din. Alidei kiddushin, in eseret lo kuli alma, hiknuya lebal, imuteret lo, she'er ksus va'oina. It is a din, just like Torah sakinyonim is a din. And the same regarding gerushin. Gerushin is not only a mitzvah, gerushin is mafkia, issues. It is not only matir and isof aishus ish, it annuls and invalidates the kiddushin. And therefore kiddushin is a din, gerushin is a din, kinyonam ardinim. And I argue that afroshus tumas amaisus is also a din beyond being a mitzvah. Because as a person is mafresh tumas samaisis, the truma becomes momen ha-shevet, shevet ha-koyanim, the levi, the maisa belongs to the levium. And so afresh tumas samaisis, besides being a mitzvah, in the aspect of beinodom lemokoyim, it's matir iser tevel. It is far beyond being matir iser tevel. It affects bailes, it affects kinyonim, it affects schuyot mamon. The truma goes to the koyanim, and the maiseroni goes to the aniyim, and the maiser sheni, has it in Yitzchakot Yerushalayim. Maserishin goes to the levim, and therefore, the rabbi doesn't comment on afroshes tumas amaisis as he does on shchita. Shchita belongs entirely to the realm of beinodom lemokoyim. It is only a mitzvah and a matir. And therefore, the Rambam feels Shchita is a mitzvah, the Ravid argues Shchita is a matyo. Why doesn't he argue the same regarding Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis? Because Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis, beyond being a matyo of Yisrael Tevel, it is a din. It is a din which incurs bailes and Shchiyot Mamon and Shiabudim. And therefore, the same category would include Kiddushin, Gerushin, Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis, Va'avuhon Dukulhu, Torah Sakenyonim, which the Rambam counts in Mitzvah Sasei Reish Memhei. So bringing together about 8 or 9 mitzvahs, let's just count them once again. Kiddushin, Gerushin, Kinyonim, Tumas HaMaisis, Shchita, Tzitzis, Sukkah. Any others? 7 mitzvahs we spoke about. So we have 3 distinct and different categories. We have matirim, and that is shchita, froshes tumas amaisis, gerushin. These 3 mitzvahs are matir, clear, and specific laven. Gerushin is matir aishesish, froshes tumas amaisis, matir tevel, shchita matir nevela neve menachai. On the other hand, we have tzitzis, sukkah. Yes, there are mitzvahs kiyumiyos, they're not a chiyuv. You're only mechuyev if you want to engage in activities that are basically reshus, but they're different than the first 3, because if you eat chutz v'sukkah, the only yisa you have is bitul mitzvah sukkah. You wear dalet canvas without tzitzis, the only yisa you have is bitul mitzvah tzitzis. But even though, in a way, afrosh tumas amaisis is similar to shchita, and gerushin is similar to shchita, they belong, in my opinion, in a different category. The Ravid has no comment regarding these 2 mitzvahs because they are dinim beyond being either a mitzvah or a matter. And therefore, same rule would apply to Kiddushin. Because living with a woman without Kiddushin is not allowed. It's only bitul mitzvahs erusin. Nevertheless, Kiddushin would not be similar to tzitzis or sukkah. Kiddushin, gerushin, kinyonim, and in my opinion also afroshes tumas amaisis are dinim, and that is the shit of the Rambam. In minyan tariag mitzvahs, we also find the legalistic categories of dinim which the Rambam always defines as mitzvahs. So I think this introduction to today's shiur to me is very interesting and very fascinating, because we bring together different mitzvahs which seem to be similar, and we categorize them and divide them up in Shittas HaRambam. So let's go back to the basic discussion we presented at the beginning of this year. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah to say? According to many Rishonim, yes. First and foremost amongst them, the Rambam, in various different sources, the Smagan Sefer HaChinuch. The Rash has a different opinion, and therefore, according to the Rash, Berachas Eidesen cannot be defined as Berachas a mitzvah, because Eidesen is not a mitzvah. So the Rash feels Eidesen is a matya. How would the Rosh explain the first sugya in Perek Beis, the Kedushin, Daf Mem, Aleph, Amid, Aleph? Hu ish mekadesh ba u bishluchoi. Hu ish o miskadesh es ba u bishlucho. And the Gemara asks, why is there a need to say, hashte bishluchoi mekadesh, kal vachoi me boi? So why does the Mishnah need to say, ba u bishluchoi, ba u bishlucho? Mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy, mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy. If it's not a mitzvah at all, then how would we say mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy? The concept of mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy is explained by Rashi, ki osik gufei b'mitzvahs mekabel tzchar tfei. So if we're dealing with a mitzvah we could understand and appreciate, it is preferable that you perform your mitzvah yourself and don't do so by an agent or by a shliach. But if we're not dealing with a mitzvah, why would we say mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy? So it is interesting that Ran, at the very beginning of Perek Beis the Kiddushin, that Ran doesn't ask this question, but that Ran does ask mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy, because he has the mitzvah of priorvil, but a woman is exempt from the mitzvah of priorvil. That is what we learn in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis. Pru irvu miluos ha'oretz v'kibshuho ish darko lichbosh isha ein darka lichbosh. And it is from this pasuk that Chazal learned in Yevamos Samach Beis that noshama not chayiv in priorvil. So why would the Gemara say mitzvah bo yoisim v'shlucho? So the Ran comes up with this big chiddush. Yes, she doesn't have the mitzvah of priorvil, but no man ever was Mekayim, the mitzvah priyavir, without the help of a woman. And therefore she has a mitzvah as being part of his mitzvah. And because the man cannot perform his mitzvah without the active participation of the woman, therefore the mitzvah in a way includes her as well. And regarding the isha, we also say mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchom. So this Ran is very interesting. Seems to be taken for granted and go without saying that mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy is based on priorvil. According to the Rambam, there is no need to base this concept on priorvil. Kedushin in itself is a mitzvah to say. So why wouldn't we say mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy? Because it is a mitzvah to say, and it is in one of the Taryag mitzvahs Shebetorah. Would this prove that the Ran's opinion is similar to the Rosh? That Kiddushin is not a mitzvah sasei? And therefore, according to the Ran, there is no logic in saying mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluchoy only because it is a prelude and it enables the mitzvah of priorvil. But Kiddushin into itself, according to the Ran, is not a mitzvah sasei. So would we say that this Ran proves that the Ran's opinion is similar to the Rosh? So why wouldn't the Ran say it in Ksuvis? That is the source of the sugya. In Ksuvis of Zion, where the Rosh makes his opinion clear, why don't we find it there in the Ran? So obviously the Ran is not chalak on the Rambam, that Eidesen is a mitzvah say, and Berchus Eidesen is a Berchus mitzvah. So why would the Ran need to say mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluch has to do with priorvil? According to what I explained before, well, the Rambam does feel that Kiddushin is a mitzvah sasei, but Kinyonim is also a mitzvah sasei. So when you want to purchase something, Would it be preferable to do the kinyan yourself? Don't send your lawyer. You want to buy a house? So Rambam says kinyonim is a mitzvah saseh. So would there be a kpeda, do it yourself, buy it yourself, sign the contract yourself? Well, so obviously not by every mitzvah we say mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchai. I think mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchai would only count in mitzvahs sheben odom l'mokim, mitzvahs which are ritzoin Hashem, but a mitzvah which is merely a din, would we say mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchai? Do we find anywhere by Gerushin mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai? I'm not aware. I don't remember. Is there any poisik that says, well, a person definitely could send a shliach for Gerushin? That's one of the major sugyas Beresh Perik Beis Kedushin. One of the three sources from which we learn the concept of shlichas is Gerushin v'sholach v'shilcho. I don't recall anybody saying that by Gerushin mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai. So obviously, not by every mitzvah do we say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai. So if Kedushin would merely be the mitzvah of Kedushin, the Ran would feel it's not the type of mitzvah by which we say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai. It's like Gerushin, it's like Kinyonim. We don't say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai. How about the first Tumas HaMaisis? I think definitely yes. Because the first Tumas HaMaisis is a din. But it's not only a din. By its very nature and essence, it is also a mitzvah. It has to do with kiddusha. It has to do with heter aperes. It has to do with being mafresh tumas amaisis for the koyanim, for the levim, for the aniyim. It has to do with chesed. So, yes, first tumas amaisis has two sides. It is a mitzvah. It is also a din. But the Ran learns that Kiddushin is basically a din. It is counted in Tayag Mitzvahs, but it's a din. And being a din, it is similar to Gerushin or Kinyonim. And we don't say Mitzvah B'Yisim Shluchai. So as an introduction to Priyer Vir, there is more logic to say Mitzvah B'Yisim Shluchai than as a mitzvah into itself. That would be my understanding of the Ran. And therefore, maybe the Ran's question is valid even according to the Rambam, who clearly maintains that Kiddushin is a mitzvah to say. That's a very good question, Rabbi Isaacson. Rabbi Isaacson is a choshev marbitz toyre in one of the great yeshivas in Yerushalayim. So why would we say Berachas Eidesin and we wouldn't say Berachas Gerushin? We don't say a brocha on a get, we don't say a brocha on kenyoni. So obviously, Kiddushin wouldn't be entirely similar to Gerushin or to Kinyonim. So do we say Brochas on Dinim? No, obviously not. We don't find a Brocha on... But we do say a Brocha on a mitzvah, which is also a Din, as I made clear regarding Tumas HaMaisis. So maybe that would be a basic question. Is Kiddushin totally similar to Afros Tumas HaMaisis? Do we say Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shluchai Afros Tumas HaMaisis? I do not recall. But I do think that we say Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shluchai only mitzvahs that have a clear part of Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, and not when it is essentially more of a Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, and when it is essentially a Matyo. Why do we say a brocha on shechita? The Taz maintains that berachas shechita is also berachas shevach and not berachas mitzvah. According to the Taz, shechita is not defined as a mitzvah, only as a matyo. And that obviously is the Shittas HaRavid, who disputes the Rambam's counting of shechita in minyan mitzvahs. That is also the Shitta of the Rizbo, brought twice in Shas and Toises, Beitzah Daf Chofei and Shavuos Daf Chof Dalet. No, I think it's only in Shavuos Daf Chof Dalet. Toises and Beitzah are similar, but I don't think Toises quotes the Rizbo. So maybe, according to the Rambam, if Kiddushin is a mitzvah to say, and Berachas Eidesin is Berachas a mitzvah, there would be no need to tie mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchai to Priya Revi'a, like the Ran does. But explaining the Ran, nevertheless, I think it is not a hechreach that the Ran's opinion is similar to the Rosh, that Kiddushin is bechlal, not a mitzvah saseh. If that would be the case, the Ran would clearly dispute the Rambam in Masechet Kesubos, which he doesn't. So in the opinion of the Ran, I would differentiate. Kiddushin is a mitzvah lagabe berachas a mitzvah, but it is still not in the category to justify mitzvah boy yoyse mibishluch.
What about the nusach of the bracha? Berachas Eirusin. The nusach of the bracha seems very clearly that it's a heter.
That is one of the arguments of the Rosh. The Rosh says we never find berachas a mitzvah on a prohibition. Every berachas mitzvah has a positive connotation and formulation and not a negative one. And a berachas eiros, we say, Asher kedushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu al ha'arayos, v'osa lanu osa arusos. And only then do we say, v'hita lanu osa nesuos lanu al yedei chupa v'kedushin. So one of the arguments of the Rosh to prove that this is not berachas mitzvah, but rather berachas shevach, is the formulation, because the bracha starts off and primarily is an aloysese and an a prohibition, and we do not find that in the other berachas mitzvah. So according to this argument, it would be more reasonable to say that berachas eiros and it's berachas shevach than to say the same regarding berachas shechita, like the Taz Siman Aleph Sif Kot Yud Zayin in Yored Dei in Hilchas Shechita says. No. You are confusing two different gemaras in that same Omid, Mem Aleph Omid Aleph. Two things. Mitzvah bo yoseh meshluchoi. And then the Gemara says, it is not only mitzvah bo yoseh meshluchoi, it goes beyond that. Osa lo'odem shi'kadashi shat shi'erena, shema lo'itim tzachem ba'inav. That is an addition. The Gemara says, first of all, mitzvah bo yoseh meshluchoi, but that is only a midas chasidus. That is only a lechatchila. But then the Gemara goes on to say that by the ish, it goes beyond that. Also, la'onam shi'ka v'shisho, shemo tizgana benav, and he will be oivaran v'yohavto l'reacho k'moicho. No, I do not recall that. I think the reason the chosen doesn't make the bracha is not discussed. Ah, the Rosh says, because it's not Berachas Eiros, there is no necessity that the Chosam makes a bracha. However, regarding Berachas Eiros, a person could also be Moitzi Chaveiroi. The reason the Chosam doesn't make the bracha is discussed by later Poiskim and not by the Rishonim. So coming back to the question of Mitzvah Yisum Shlichoi. On one hand, according to the Rambam, we could say, has nothing to do with Pri Arvia. Mitzvah bo yoseh mevishlucho is because it's a mitzvah saseh. The Ran takes it for granted that it is only because of Pri Arvia, and therefore he has difficulty understanding why would we say by the Isho, mitzvah bo yoseh mevishlucho, she has no mitzvah Pri Arvia. And he comes up with a big chiddush. She has a mitzvah by supporting his role, and because this mitzvah cannot be performed without the participation of the Isho, she, in a way, is included in the mitzvah, and that justifies saying mitzvah ba, yoseh mibishlucha as well. According to the Rosh, there is no other way to go about it. The Rosh will need to explain mitzvah bo yoseh mibishlucha in accordance to the Ran's opinion, because according to the Rosh, we're not dealing with a mitzvah asay at all. According to the Rambam, I said that we could say mitzvah bo yoseh mibishlucha because it's a mitzvah asay. Does this mitzvah say include the Isho as well? Sefer HaMakna, at the beginning of Perek Beis the Kiddushin, says, of course it does, because if the mitzvah say of Kiddushin is a matir, then it would include the Ish and the Isho as well. But the Rambam clearly does not feel that way. Could I have Sefer HaMitzvahs? Shapsa Frankel, I think it's the first volume, or no, it's not part of the Mishnah Torah. Sefer HaMitzvos LeRambam. After the Rambam counts all the Ramach Mitzvos Asay, at the end of Mitzvos Asay, and once again at the end of the Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh, the Rambam specifies which are the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon anoshim and noshim, and which are the mitzvahs that only anoshim chayavim and noshim are pturos mehem. And in the list that the Rambam presents, one of the mitzvahs from which noshim are exempt is the mitzvah of kiddushin, which would seem to make it very clear that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of kiddushin does not include noshim, and they are not chayim in the mitzvah of kiddushin, which would once again necessitate that even the Rambam would explain mitzvah bo yoisem evishlucho not because of the mitzvah of erusin, but rather because the mitzvah bo yoisem evishlucho.
Isn't it a den for the woman as well?
So as I said, so the Rambam counts all the mitzvahs she'ein hanoshim chayavois bohein, v'hamusayim v'shteim esrei, v'zois hamusayim v'shteim esrei ein hanoshim chayavois bo, v'hamusayim v'shlosh esrei, v'hamusayim v'arba esrei, וזויס המוסיים ו-14 מיוחדס בסחורים, והמוסיים ו-15 גם כן מיוחדס בזכורים. This is, I think, a different formulation than the other prints in the Rambam. And looking at it right now, it is not clear to me. I think that Musayim v'shlosh esrei is incumbent on Noshim as well. So this has to be revisited and redefined. Okay. Tziyunim. Shapsa Frankel, he brings another Gersa, which was what was in my mind. V'haresh Yud Gimel עד סוף הדיבור, ואחרי וראשי גימל נויסף, ואין הנושים חייבס בו. Okay, so this seems to be different gerses, different formulations at Rambam, whether noshim are chayev and mitzvahs, reishu gimel, mosayim v'shlosh esrei, that is the mitzvah of kiddushin. So why would noshim be exempt from the mitzvah of kiddushin? My feeling is, whoever learned Masechet Kedushin definitely would remember the sugya in Daf Hey. Ki yikach velo ki sigach. Nasan hu va'amruhi is a suffix. Nasan hi va'amruhi lekuli alma ein kedushei kedushin. So the woman has a passive role in this mitzvah. The one that has the active role is the Baal and not the Isha. And therefore, there is room to understand the Gersa in Rambam that this mitzvah rests upon the Ish, because he is the one to perform the mitzvah, and the woman has the more passive role, and therefore she is not chayiv in this mitzvah, but rather the man alone. Coming back to the sugah of mitzvah bo yosim v'shlucha, in mincha sosha masechet kiddushin, I wrote a gevaldik yichidish, and I know it's a gevaldik yichidish, but I feel that it has room, and it's not that I like to say things that are different, but it just happens many times. So, it is noteworthy It is only once in Shas that we learn the concept of mitzvah bo yoseh mevishluchoi, kiddushin mem alef omed alef. And in the Gemara there are only two examples, two and no more. Kiddushin and kavoid Shabbos. Chazal tell us the great Amiroim that were engaged themselves in preparing the Shabbos meals because mitzvah bo yoseh mevishluchoi. And I know that many achroinim, men poiskim, use this concept, other mitzvahs as well. But my feeling is, no. This concept is irrelevant, only regarding Kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos. And why is that? Many years ago I said a Shia, which caused a big tumult and controversy, and many had different opinions. But I said that Shia first time 25 years ago, and I still did not retract, and I think I was right then, and I'm right now. And the topic was a somewhat provocative topic. Shneim halchem b'midbar, v'yesh b'neim kezayis matzah. They planned to be back for Pesach, but they got stranded in the desert. And the two people happened to be a great Rebbe and his disciple, father and son. The son has a kezayis matzah, the father does not. The Talmud has a kezayis matzah, the Rebbe does not. So if you're a chosid, try to imagine being the gabbai of the Baal Shem Tov. But you happen to have a kezayis matzah and the Baal Shem Tov does not. So I look around. If you're a litvish, try to imagine you're accompanying the gro, and he doesn't have matzah and you do. So to me, it goes without saying, give him your matzah. What are you out of your mind? You're going to eat the matzah and the Baal Shem Tov won't have matzah, the goat won't have matzah. Of course you got to give it to him. But as others would argue, it's a bitul mitzvah sasei. It's a bitul mitzvah sasei. It's yours. If you give it away, you have an aveda. And I say, what do you mean bitul mitzvah sasei? Ultimately, only one of the two of us will be mekayim a mitzvah. So why would it make a difference whether it's me or him? Yes, right now the matzah is mine. I have the mitzvah, he doesn't. But in a moment, the matzah will be his, and he will have the mitzvah, and I won't. So why would that make a difference? So to me, it's poshet kebeyese bekutche keshemesh betzoraim. Of course, the Talmud has to give it to his Rebbe. The son should give it to his father. How would you dare to eat matzah and having your Rebbe sit, not performing the mitzvah? Yesh loyla odam li is toiv leiv b'mitzvahs, and not only in gashmis. After all, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nachas ruach. If there's anything I could do, we both should have the mitzvah. I definitely would prefer doing so, but ultimately only one of the two will be mekayim the mitzvah. Why would it make a difference whether it's me or him? The more important, he should be mekayim the mitzvah. The person that probably HaKadosh Baruch would have more nachas ruach from his mitzvah, from his kavonis than from mine. And besides the point, it also involves kvoid avayim and kvoid rabbi. So, if I eat the matzah, one person will be mekayim one mitzvah. If he eats the matzah, each of us will have a great mitzvah. He'll have mitzvahs matzah and I will have mitzvahs kvoid rabbi and mitzvahs kibbud avayim. So, in which of the two options would HaKadosh Baruch have more nachas ruach? So I say pshita, shi'etan lo. So I argue a person has to be a toiv leiv regarding mitzvahs. I once was with my Rebbe, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and we were discussing something, you know, he had a great idea. And he was told that some other Rosh Hashivas and Rabbonim came up with the same idea, they're doing the same. And the people that told him this thought that he's going to be saddened by the fact that others are doing the same. And he was very happy about it. And he said, "Ken meilen ich doof es nem ganzen levius in allein." He said, so I don't know whether you all speak Yiddish. "Ani lo yechol legmor et kol levius in batzmi," you know, it's too big. Others must take part of it. So I'm very happy that others have the same mitzvah and many others are doing the same. And so, yesh lo yelodam li yistoyev leiv b'mitzvahs. To me, it's poshet. Doesn't even need a raya. But I have an interesting raya from the Gro on Mishle. So the posuk says in Mishle, "Toiv ayin hu yevorach ki nosan melach moy ledal." And the Gon has an amazing pshat. Says the Gon. The posuk deals with a person that has lechem kedei sviya. If he's going to eat all his bread, he's going to have berchas amazon diuraisa. But he prefers to eat one kezayis and give others to eat the rest, and then they'll have berchas azimun, and they'll be mechayim and mitzvah together. Al zeh ne'emar toivayin hu yevoyrach kenosa malach meradam. And the Gaon goes on to give a very far-fetched and interesting pshat in the Gemara Brachos Avchof. The Malachim asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in your Torah you say, Asher lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shoychad v'ato no yisalam ponim liyisroel. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu responds by saying, V'chi eich lo yisalam ponim, ani amarti v'chaltu v'savoto, uverachtu Hashem alakecho, v'em machmirem alatz mamad kezayiz v'at kebeitza. The Gaon says the pshat is, this person has enough bread kedei sviya. But he's machmer and he gives some of his bread to others. They all together should be makayim the mitzvah, even though he foregoes a mitzvah diuraisa and he'll only have a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Well, zeh ne'emar toivayin hu yevorech kenosa malach meradam. So I pray from this Gaon in Rochnius, there's a mitzvah of toivasayin. I don't mean to say it's the same. I'm not bringing a raya from the halacha that the Gaon says, because he doesn't have a chiyuv to eat kedei sviya and to say berach samos and diuraisa. Here he has a chiyuv of matzah. All I want to prove from the Gaon is yesh musag shel toives ayin b'mitzvos u'beruchnis. And therefore, I also totally reject what others might argue. No, there he has a mitzvah of zimun. He's doing it for himself. So why does the pasuk say toiv ayin hu yevorech if it's all about me? My birch is a mozana, my birch is a zimun. So why does the pasuk say toivayin hu yevorech? It's not about me. It's about them. I could have birch is a mozana diuraisa. That's more important than birch is a zimun derabonan. But I am noyik toivisayin, and they all will have a mitzvah. Umikan shesh toivisayin b'mitzvahs. So, regarding other mitzvahs, there's not necessarily an argument of mitzvah bo yoisim ebishluchoi. Why? Let others perform the mitzvah. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same. It's the same. What's the difference? Will I have the mitzvah or they will have the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. I have, I'm mechuyiv, they're not mechuyiv. If I give them, they'll be mechuyiv and I won't be mechuyiv. That means nothing. Lami has died. However, when I make ishliach lekidush yisho, no one has the mitzvah. Because essentially the mitzvah of Kiddushin is lekadesh et ishtecha. Person that's a shliach, lekadesh isha l'achirim, lo mekayim mitzvah. It's nothing. The same by Kvod Shabbos. Person has a fish store and is cleaning fish all day Friday. It's not mekayim the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos. Essentially, Kvod Shabbos is preparing your meals. Preparing your meals. Preparing your Oinig Shabbos. That is the mitzvah of Kveit Shabbos. If you work in a fish store and you're cleaning fish for other people, that's not the mitzvah of Kveit Shabbos. If you're a shliach lekedushin and you're a mekadesh isho lechaveiro, you don't have the mitzvah of kedushin. It is only these two mitzvahs. If you perform the mitzvah of the shliach, you're losing out and the shliach is not benefiting. He has no mitzvah and you're losing out. The mitzvah should be gufoy. All other mitzvahs, the shliach has the mitzvah. What's the difference whether it's I have the mitzvah or he has the mitzvah? And therefore we do not find mitzvah bo yoisim v'shlucha only by kedushin and by kvod shabbos. Because these are the only two mitzvahs. You perform them and the shliach, you lost out and he has no benefit. That is my opinion why we do not find in Shas mitzvah bo yoisim v'shlucha. Or in the Rishonim. It is only in the later generations, the Achronim, that used this concept, this din regarding other mitzvahs, v'lani yisdaiti. There is no mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluche, only by Kiddushin and by Kvod Shabbos belvad. Kach nere lani yisdaiti. Building a sukkah, what it is, mitzvah bo yoisim v'shluche. Building a sukkah is not a mitzvah, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. So I don't think It's shaykh mitzvah v'yesu shluchim. However, there were many Gedolei Yisrael that did make a point of taking part in building the mitzvah themselves. It's definitely chibuv mitzvah, and I'm not mezalzel in that. But as a concept, as a din, I do not think mitzvah boy yoyse mevishlucha applies to building a sukkah. I don't say it's not the right thing to do. I know that many Gedolei Yisrael made a point of at least putting up some of the chach and participating in the binyan of a sukkah. After all, in Tikkun Zoya, the Zoya says, each and every one of the Eivrei Odom has mitzvahs. And when the Zoya speaks about the mitzvahs shel hayadayim, the Zoya says building a sukkah. And the Avnei Ezer wants to prove from the Zoya that building a sukkah is a mitzvah, the same amash. And I wonder, the same mitzvah says that pikud de raglayim, the mitzvah of the raglayim is to run to participate in a bris milah. That's not a mitzvah. He's not talking about the moil or the sandik. So the Zoya refers to Eisek HaMitzvah and not only to Kiyum Mitzvahs Asei Mamash. So I definitely think there is an expression, a manifestation of Chibuv Mitzvah when a person participates in the binyan of his sukkah, but I do not think that has to do with the halachic definition of Mitzvah Bo Yoisem Bemishluchoy. Today we discussed a fascinating topic. So the general topic is Mitzvah Seirusin, but what we actually discussed goes far beyond Mitzvah Seirusin, and we dealt at length with Hagdoras HaMitzvahs, with the different categories of Mitzvahs, Kiyumiyois, Mitzvah Umatior, Mitzvah Vedin, and we tried to be Magdir and define an entire array and list of different Mitzvahs. And then we dealt specifically with Mitzvahs Eirusin and also with the concept of Mitzvah Bo Yoisem Mishluchoy. Ki Yisaitzel HaMalchom Elavecho Unasun Hashem Elokecho Biyudecho. Whatever we learn Chodesh Elul should be in the spirit of Chodesh Elul and the spirit of Yomim Niron. So many of Sifrei HaKodesh, Sifrei HaChassidus, Sifrei HaMusa, going all the way back to Chazal, one of the interpretations of Ki Yisaitzel HaMalchom Elavecho was also the personal Malchoma that each and every one of us has with his Yetzirah. And the Chayves Elvavis tells the story of a great general that came home victorious from the battlefield. And all the people flocked just to see him and to greet him and to cheer and to applaud. And a chassid met him. And the chassid said, "You think you're coming back from a big battle? You're coming back from a minor battle, and the big battle is still before you. And that is Melchemes HaYetzer." So why does the Chayves HaLevavos define this Melchome as the Melchome Gedoila? Because war and battles, by their very nature, usually, not always, but usually, have a clear-cut outcome. When one army is victorious and the other is vanquished, sometimes it'll take 6 days, sometimes 5 years. And our generation has known different wars. So the 6 day war was miraculous, took 6 days. The Americans in Vietnam fought 15 years. But at the end of the day, it is always one side that comes out winning and the other side comes out losing. Melchemes HaYetzer, Chazal teach us, takes a lifetime, and you never know who has the upper hand. Al Talmud b'yatzmachu ad yoy moyscho, yorchenen goy godel, shemesh v'kohuna, shemoynim shonav alevesof nasa tzedoiki. You think you're great, you think you're victorious, you think you're powerful, you think you're one, and then everything turns upside down. Alevesof nasa tzedoiki. Al Talmud b'yatzmachu ad yoy moyscho. That is the great war. So how do we guarantee victory? Ki seitzen l'malchomo al oivech. So the Gemara says in Brochas Daf Hei, li'olam yagez odem yetzer ha'tov ve'yetzer ha'ra. And then Chazal give us three yetzes. Yasek b'toyre. Nitzchei muta, v'loi nitzchei, yikoki yeshema. Nitzchei muta, v'loi nitzchei, yaskele yoyim emisa. And Chazal don't ask, loi nitzchei, what do you do then? Obviously, there's no such thing. It's no such thing. You're guaranteed victory. Do we see that in actual life? Well, in this city, Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, so many thousands sit in Kollel. They learn Torah. They do nothing besides learning Torah. They say Kriya Shema not only twice a day. Most of us say Kriya Shema four times every day. Once before Pesukah Dezimra. That's a minig that's brought in the Tur B'Shem HaGoyinim. And then Kriya Shema Shashakas B'Birchoy Seyo. Kriya Shema Shalavas B'Birchoy Seyo. Kriya Shema Shalamita. So there's no lack of Torah, no lack of Kriya Shema in this city, whether you like it or not. Yaskala Yoyim Misa all day and all night. Every 15 minutes you have another loudspeaker, you know. I know a person that has left Yerushalayim because he couldn't take it, he couldn't bear it. It got him depressed. He couldn't hear about Levayis all day, so he ran away. So many people in this city, there's no lack of Yaskala Yoyim Misa, Kriya Shema, Torah. Is the Yetzer Hara bankrupt? Has he left the city? Has he moved away? He seems to be quite active, quite successful, I would even say. So how do we see what Chazal promised? The answer is a very simple one.
That
is how this mamar starts. Rashi writes, Yasa imoy melchama. So, these are the weapons in our arsenal. Torah, Kriya Shema, Yoyim HaMisa. In Melchamas HaYetzer, those are the tanks and the missiles and the planes, the most advanced weaponry. But no army was ever victorious without fighting. The fact that you have the planes and the missiles means nothing if you don't have the warriors, if you don't intend to fight, if you don't have the motivation. So Torah, Kriya Shema, Yoyim HaMisa are the weapons at our disposal. But it all starts with La'olam yargez odem yetzer tov al yetzer hara kosev rashi yase imay melchama. If you're not aware that this is a battle, if you're not aware that you need to fight, if you're not willing to fight, then how do you expect to win? No one ever won a battle without trying, without fighting. So the fact that you learn Torah and you say Krishna and you remember Yom HaMisa means nothing unless you are Margez Yetzera Toiv Yetzera Ro Yase Imay Malchama. So Ki Seitze La Malchama Aloi Vecha. A Malchama Se Yetzera is Me'ain Malchama Sarishus. And we all know that if you want to win a war, it is not enough to fight the enemy soldiers. A wise army and a well-trained army knows that you have to destroy the enemy's infrastructure, his communications, his transportation, his oil, you need to destroy his infrastructure. You need to hurt his motivation to fight. You need to destroy his bridges, his roads. Just killing soldiers will never get you anywhere. The same is with Melchemes HaYetzer. You need to hurt the Yetzer Hara's infrastructure. And those are the Midas. The Midas Sheben Odom L'Chaveiroi, the Midas Sheben Odom L'Mokri. So Reb Chaim Vital writes in Shara Kedusha, if the Midas are so important, as Chazal make clear how important they are, so why aren't they included in the Tayag Mitzvahs? Why is there no Lav on Gaiva and no Mitzvah to say on another? There is no lav on kas and no mitzvah asay on rachmonis. Does that prove that the middos have a lesser degree of importance than the mitzvahs? Reb Chaim Vital says no. They are not included in the Tarayag mitzvahs because they are the foundation of the Tarayag mitzvahs. Moshe Ramadav Adayma. Person made a contract with a contractor, with a builder, to build a 10-story house. And the price tag was $1 million for each story. After a year, Abayas Oymid Bitif Artoy takes out his checkbook, writes a $10 million check. The contractor says, no. It's $1 million for every flight, but you didn't pay for the foundation, for the Yesodos. So the person that signed the contract says, you're out of your mind. I mean, goes without saying, you can't build a skyscraper without Yesodos. That's included in the price. So Reb Chaim Vital says, without middos, you will never get there. You can't build a house without the foundation. There is no way in which you could achieve shleimus and tarayag mitzvahs without middos tayus. So the reason the middos aren't included in the list of tarayag mitzvahs is they are more fundamental than the tarayag mitzvahs. That's the foundation. Those are the yesodos. So if you want to really fight your Yetzer Hara and come out victorious, there's not enough to fight him every time he comes, every time you are confronted with an Aveda. You need to fight his infrastructure. And those are the Midas Lois. You need to perfect your Midas. And it is only then that you could achieve any level of Shleimus. In closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the performance of his Tarayag mitzvahs. Ki seitzel ha-malchom ha-lavecho. You just need to go out to fight, and then you'll have siyata d'shmaya, v'nasonoi Hashem Elokecho b'yodecho. We should all be zeicher to make the most of this Chodesh Elul, of these days of rachamim, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perfecting our midas. And we should be zeicher together with Kol Beis Yisrael to Aksiva v'chasim etoiva. Besifrom shel tzaddikim gemirim, we should be zeicher to Shnas Gula v'Yeshua, v'Bias Goyel Tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu.